Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning, children, we sing the Mass of last Sunday, the 15th Sunday after Pentecost, because this past Sunday we sang, of course, the Mass of the Holy Name of Mary. So we sing it twice every year, which is appropriate because it's such a beautiful feast day, and that way all the people that come just to church on Sunday were able to get in on it. Now, in this Mass, we have a gospel that is, in a way, about our Blessed Mother, and I want to talk to you about her today. It's the story of our Lord going into a certain city called Nain, and as he was going into the city, he sees a funeral procession, and back then they didn't have caskets and they didn't have hearses, and it was all very simple, and a dead person was carried to be buried on a stretcher, and the stretcher was called a bier, and I'll tell you about the bier in a minute. And our Lord sees that he's being followed by his mother. And as it turns out, he is his mother's only son and his mother's a widow. In other words, she would be all by herself now. And she's weeping very much and the people are weeping with her. And our Lord, when he sees her, thinks about his mother and how in a little time he will die on the cross and he'll be carried to be buried and his mother would be weeping. And our Lord, out of mercy and also to show to the people that when he dies he's going to rise again because he's truly God, he reaches out and he touches the bier. He touches the stretcher where the dead man is being carried to be buried. And he says, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And the dead young man sits up, and he opens his eyes, and he starts to speak. It's a miracle. Our Lord brought the boy back to life from the dead. And all the people are fearful because of having seen this great miracle. And they say, a great prophet is risen up amongst us, and God hath visited his people. Well, Almighty God, children, still continues to visit his people. And one of the ways in which God visits his people in more modern times, of course, is by sending his mother down to earth. But let's talk about the bier, first of all. You know what that word is? That's a homonym. Do you know what a homonym is? Older English students will know that a homonym is a word which sounds the same as another word, but is spelled differently and has a different meaning, bier. So when someone says bier, most people would think about a drink that adults have that's a little bit fuzzy or fermented. And if you drink too much of bier, it would make you a little bit fuzzy and fermented too. You're only supposed to drink a little bit of it at a time. But the word bier in the gospel today is spelled B-I-E-R, and the other one is B-E-E-R. So that's the difference, and that comes from the Latin word to bear, or ferre in Latin, which means to carry. So a bier, the old meaning of it, is sort of like a stretcher or a platform that you would use to carry. So when we have a procession, and sometimes the children carry, the boys would carry a statue of the Blessed Mother. We're going to do that tonight, for example, when we have our rosary procession this evening for the 13th of September. Why then, some men or boys, they carry what's called the bier. It's a platform, and on it is the statue of the Virgin Mary. I mention that today because it's in the gospel, and also because when Our Lady appeared on this day, 13th of September, 1917, when she appeared to the three children, to Lucia and Jacinta and Francisco, Lucia asked her some questions, and she always did ask the Blessed Mother some questions. She's the only one who did any talking. Her two cousins, they never said anything. They just watched and listened to whatever they could hear. Well, Lucia asked the Blessed Mother, "What should we do with the money that people have been giving us?" Because usually when you do something holy or something holy happens, people automatically want to give you money, which is a good thing because usually there's some expenses involved. So our Blessed Mother said, "Take half of the money and buy two beers. She didn't mean a beer for them to drink, but she meant a bier, the litter or the carrying platform. And she said one would be for the girls and one would be for the boys to carry the statue of Our Lady of the Rosary. And the rest of the money, she said, you could use to build a chapel with here, where Our Lady appeared. So Our Lady gave the instructions as to what she wanted done. And so still today, when the bier is carried with the statue of Our Lady is the Mother of God, and that's Almighty God through His Mother visiting the people and bringing graces. And sometimes there are miracles, and people who are sick get better, or sometimes people that are very sinful receive the grace to repent. And everybody receives help and blessing from God when Our Lady's statue passes by. That's why we have processions. Sometimes, like on Sunday, without the statue, and other times with the statue, as we'll have for the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary in a few weeks at the beginning of October. The other interesting thing that I found about the story of today's apparition of the Blessed Mother was the seminarians who came, and that made me think that our seminarians are starting to go back to the seminary because their school year starts next week. Well, it was the same thing in Portugal. On the 13th of September, it was just the end of the seminarians' summer vacation. And so they were free, and a lot of them, about 30 of them, with some priests, came to see where Our Lady was appearing. And the seminarians were sort of walking and jumping around, trying from one rock to another to find a good spot because there were so many people that were gathered there, and they all wanted to see if they could see Our Lady. Well, there was a priest there who was one of their teachers or professors, and what he saw was interesting. It was seen by some others too. He didn't see the Blessed Mother, but he saw a golden glowing, kind of like a sun, that came down from the sky. And Our Lady was inside of it. And he said, that's like the Blessed Mother's car. Or we would say probably like the Blessed Mother's spaceship almost, because it kind of looked like a spaceship. And it came down from heaven. And then the sun disappeared, and instead the three children saw the Blessed Mother. Some children saw the sun all the way through, and some, just the adults, they just saw it for a moment. But nobody saw Our Lady, of course, except for the three children. And so the first thing that Lucy says on the 13th of September is, what do you want of me? Which is an excellent thing to say. If God ever speaks to you, you would say, well, what do you want of me? In other words, I'll do whatever God wants me to do. And then Our Lady said, well, remember, you have to say your rosary every day to end the war, because there was a big war going on back then. And then she said, Saint Joseph and the baby Jesus are going to come next month, and they'll bless the people, and they'll bring peace to the world. And that next month they would see Our Lady of Sorrows and Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And then Lucy had lots of petitions for people that were sick or that needed something. And so as best she could, she started telling the Blessed Mother about all of these things. And then Our Lady said, well, some will be healed and others won't, because that's always how God's will works. And then Our Lady told them about what to do with the money and about buying some carrying platforms or some biers for the statue of Our Lady of the Rosary. And then Lucia said something very interesting. She says, Blessed Mother, people are saying that I'm a liar and that I should be hanged or burnt at the stake. Please work a miracle so that everyone may believe. And Our Lady said, I will. And that's the miracle that she worked next month, October 13th, the miracle of the sun that was seen by hundreds of thousands of people throughout the country and even throughout Europe and even in the whole world. They knew there was a miracle going on with the sun. And last of all, there's an interesting thing. She said, some people have given me letters and somebody gave me a bottle of perfume to give to you. And you know what Our Lady said? She said, well, in heaven we don't use perfume. And then she disappeared. And that was the end of the apparition. Later on, one of the priests who was a professor at the seminary, before he had to go start teaching his classes, he had the three children come and see him, and they told him their story, as many priests did ask the children to do. And then he asked some questions, and as it turns out, I didn't know this is interesting, about what the Blessed Mother was wearing, white, with a long white veil and a kind of a cord of gold around her neck. And then the priest asked her, and was Our Lady wearing golden earrings? Because in Portugal, all of the women wear little golden earrings. And she said, yes, I saw them once. She was wearing golden earrings, which I didn't know. That's interesting. And then the other thing is that Our Lady, this priest was asking these questions in September, then Our Lady told Lucia, you should learn how to read. And that happened when she came in June, because the children were like the shepherd children of, almost sort of cowherd children of La Salette. These children were very poor, and they didn't go to school because they didn't have school for poor children back then. But Our Lady said to her, you should learn how to read. And so she did. She put herself to her studies. So that's a good example for all of us, isn't it? That we should learn how to read, and we can always do better on our reading skills. And the next time you read, see if you can find a homonym. But in any case, remember, most of all, beyond finding homonyms and learning interesting things about Our Lady coming in sort of like a golden spaceship that looks like a sun, or wearing golden earrings, the most important thing is what? That you and I should pray the rosary every day. That would be a remarkable thing, wouldn't it? How could you pray the rosary every day? Probably by yourself you wouldn't make it. I don't think so. That's why we have family rosary. What you could do tonight is you could say, the bishop was telling us about the rosary, and wouldn't it be great if we all said the rosary together right after supper? Because sometimes if you say you're going to say it later, it never gets done because you've got homework to do, and then someone gets talking on the phone and someone else is on the computer, and that's the end of the story. Besides, you have to do dishes and things. So if you all say the rosary right after supper, all together, you would be doing what Our Lady asked at Fatima. And that way, I'm sure that Our Lady will help you to learn to read and all of the other good things that you're doing here at school. God bless you, children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.